Chandu, the magician.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King Soap present for your enjoyment, Chandu, the magician. Today, Chandu, master of illusion, offers you one of his mysterious and amazing tricks. Chandu calls this trick the Assyrian Money Changer, and it changes pennies into dimes. Want this trick? Want to mystify and entertain your friends? Want to be a magician just like Chandu? All right, get that White King box top, send it with a quarter straight to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, and receive your first Chandu magic trick by return mail. What fun you'll have saying, "See this penny? I lay the penny on the table. Now I cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So, coot," I say. Remove the block, and the penny's gone. Now it's a silver dime. The trick is easy. So easy a child can do it. But it is clever. So clever it is very hard to detect. Start your collection of magic tricks right now with Chandu's Assyrian Money Changer. Just send 25 cents in coin and a White King soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Be sure to print your name and address plainly. Just before leaving the ancient house on the island of Malta, Bob and Betty Regent find in a small aperture concealed by a wall hanging a miniature painting strangely resembling Princess Najee. To their astonishment, Dorothy forbids their mentioning it to Chandler or to Najee herself, expected momentarily for the farewell dinner given the family by Chandler, who is returning to India at the summons of his teacher, the yogi. But Najee does not appear, and Chandler receives no answer to the radiogram he sends her. And the Regents are mystified when, in the midst of the dinner, Chandler abruptly vanishes before their eyes. Now 3 months have elapsed. The Regent family have returned to California. And in a grim, gray stone building, high in the mountains of forbidden Tibet, Frank Chandler sits facing the yogi. Chandu, the magician.
Thou hast come at last, my son. My way has been beset with peril.
I began to think I never would find the way to you, my teacher.
The fault is thine. In thy fear for Najee, thou hast lost thy way.
Do you know where she is?
I know. And it is well with her.
There is so much I cannot see. The meaning of the message Najee had in Cairo. My sister saw it too.
What was this message, my son?
There was no voice, only a picture. A small sailboat with two hooded figures. One threw the other into the river, and the boat capsized and sank.
Najee knew its meaning?
She told my sister it was a symbol of my life. That if Najee married me, I must spend many lifetimes in atonement. But why should that be?
I say again, my son, the time for understanding will come. I would hear of thy journey. Tell me.
When I couldn't find Najee, I disguised myself as a monk, and came into Tibet.
And twice were recognized as an alien presence in the land.
Yes, the last time I needed all the occult knowledge I possessed to escape. Then the roads were blocked with snow. And when I reached the Great White Cavern, you were not there.
Dost thou not begin to see the reason for these things, my son?
You mean because I have been trying to live as other men do?
Thinkest thou thy work is done?
The work I was doing is done, my teacher.
Thou canst not change the course of the river of life.
That much at least I know. But surely I may find the way to peace.
Thou art yet rebellious. Have I not told thee twice thy love bears within itself its own fulfillment? Thy work is unfinished.
But Roxor is gone. My sister's husband is at home again. The inner council is disbanded.
I say again, thy work is not yet done.
What have I left undone, my teacher?
In Europe, there has grown a force so awful as to rock the world. An evil force.
But the plan was Roxor's, and he is gone.
I tell thee, there are those who work in secret. And it is written that thou shalt take upon thyself the burden of their destruction.
So be it. But my family, my sister, and Nadji.
Nadji's secret is hers to keep. But look into the crystal if thou wouldst see thy sister and the others thou lovest.
Yes. It's Dorothy in her own home. Am I to hear their voices?
The senses of space and of distance are but illusions, as thou knowest. Listen, my son.
Here I am, Bob, in my room. What is it, son?
Where's Dad?
Down in the laboratory. Why?
I want to ask you something right now.
Oh, you can't disturb him now, Bob. What's the matter?
Well, I was telling the kids in ancient history about the girl we found there at Nachi's. And you should have heard them yell.
Oh, Bob, you ought to know better than to tell anybody things like that. No one will believe a girl could be alive for 5,000 years.
Look, Mom, that parchment said the old priest had discovered scientific secrets that made it possible. Now, Dad would know about that, wouldn't he?
Well, I don't know, dear. But there's no reason to ask him right this minute.
Oh, yes, there is. The guys made such a row about it, they said I was nuts. So I brought a bunch of them here to prove it. They're down in the living room.
Well, I'm sorry, son, but you know Dad feels he has to make up for all the time he's lost. Don't call him away from his work. Yes?
May I come in, Mother?
Oh, yes, dear.
Bob, you must have lost your mind.
What are you talking about?
Why couldn't you let them think you were just kidding? It's all over school.
Oh, great.
Well, do you blame them? You didn't believe it yourself when you looked right at her. And remember how you touched that slave and he just turned to dust?
Sure. I hope you told the kids it was true.
I did not.
Oh, fine.
I just told them there were many things they couldn't understand. And that when Uncle Frank comes, they'll see what I mean.
Gosh, I wish I'd thought of that. I have to hand it to you, Bet.
Why don't you go downstairs and tell the boys you can't disturb your father now, and that when Uncle Frank comes, he'll talk to them.
Do you suppose he will?
He'll surely do some magic trick so they'll know you weren't making up the whole thing, Bob. When's he coming, Mother?
I don't know, dear. I wish I knew where he is. I'm really uneasy about him.
Well, when he was in India before, you didn't hear from him for years at a time.
Oh, I know. But he's in some kind of danger. I'm sure of it.
Oh, now, Mother.
I wish she could see me.
She has powers she does not know, my son. With study, much knowledge could be hers.
But she's still afraid.
Oh, a curious chill. I feel it now.
Uncle Frank was always telling you not to be afraid, Mom.
Don't you wish he'd shown us how to work the crystal? We could see him wherever he is.
You know, it takes years of study to learn those things, Betty. If I just hear from him or from Nadji.
They're gone. The crystal's clear again.
Take up thy work, my son.
Here? Now?
Look again into the crystal. Thou shalt see.
Oh, it's unbearable.
Turn not thine eyes away, my son. This is thy work.
My work? Buildings in flames? Men and women dying in the streets?
Look, my son.
Death, as far as the eye can see. Are these things happening in Europe now?
They have not yet come to pass.
But is it to be, my teacher? Look, the Capitol in Washington, in flames. Can't something be done?
It is thy work.
Mine? Alone?
Not alone. For with thee are all the forces of good, all the laws thou hast learned to invoke for thy use.
But where are these pictures you're showing me?
They are in the mind of one who has long cherished this evil dream.
Even though Roxor's gone, there's someone else who dreams of destroying the world.
That thou wilt learn in time.
There can't be two men like that. Where are they?
The crystal holds an image thou must seek.
Clouds, hanging low over a mountain peak. But a strange white mark, like a curved sword. I don't recognize the country. And there's something strange and ominous about the whole scene.
Seek out the mountain peak thou seest. Seek and fear not.
I'll leave at once.
Thou shalt rest here tonight. When the way is open, thou shalt depart.
Very well. I bid you good night, my teacher.
You see, Bob, I told you if I gave them something to eat, they'd forget all about ancient Egypt.
They sure massacred that cake.
Did you children eat the whole cake? Well, Millie just made it.
Why, Mother, I asked you if I could cut it for the boys.
You mean you stood right there and didn't hear what we said, Mom?
Oh, it's all right. We'll have something else for dessert tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mother.
Never mind, dear. Has the postman been along this afternoon?
I don't know.
Well, I'll go look in the mailbox. I sure hope we hear from Uncle Frank before you go into a complete spin.
Well, that's a fine thing to say.
No, Mom knows what I mean. Well, there's only one letter. For Dad from Paris.
I wonder who'd know he's here.
After all the stuff that's been in the papers about him, everybody but the Eskimos know by now.
Not our address. Oh,
open the door of Dad's library, Bob, and put the letter on the little table. You'll see it when he comes out of the laboratory.
Okay.
But, Mother, even if Uncle Frank did write, it might take a long time for a letter to get here. Or he might be way up in the mountains someplace.
He probably is.
Mom, come here.
What is it, Bob?
Well, it's as dark as the inside of a pyramid in here. The curtains are all drawn.
Pull them back, Bob. Robert!
You don't suppose somebody's hiding in here, do you?
Betty, we aren't going all through that again.
Well, for all we know, somebody could be looking for those drawings of Daddy's. They're still lost. Well,
nobody'd come here in broad daylight with the house full of people.
Bob, what is that?
Huh?
Sounds as if there were a fire burning in here somewhere.
Yeah. Sputtering, kind of.
Like a firecracker fuse.
Robert! Robert!
Mom, Mom, you'd better get out of here. I know what that sounds like. Go on!
Like to be a magician? Would you like to mystify your friends with magic tricks? Chandu the magician has a magic trick for you. Chandu calls it the Assyrian money changer. It changes pennies into dimes. And we'll send it to you for just 25 cents and a White King box top. This trick is fascinating. Listen, you lay a penny on the table. Cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So, coot, you say. Remove the block, and the penny's gone, and you see a bright, shining silver dime. Wonderful, isn't it? And it's so simple, you can do it not once, but again and again and again. Your friends will never catch on. To get Chandu's Assyrian money changer, just mail 25 cents in coin and the top from a box of White King soap to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, California. That's Chandu, Los Angeles 21. And remember, nothing washes like soap. There is no soap like White King. You'll love White King. The makers of White King invite you to listen again tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu, the magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.